My friends, do you want to be holy? More than that, do you wish you had a spiritual guide? And even better, do you wish that the Virgin Mary could guide you? Do you wish she was your coach? She was the one leading you in holiness. She was the one teaching you her secrets, how she prayed, what she did, the secrets of her life. Wouldn't that be amazing? In today's video, I will show you how you can get the Virgin Mary to be your very own spiritual coach to lead you in the spiritual life so that you can 100% arrive at holiness, do God's will, and be a faithful and true disciple of Jesus Christ. Join me in today's video. And for this one, we just gotta pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. My friends, this is Alvaro with the channel Uniquely Mary. Please support the channel with your prayers by watching older videos. Go to my channel and check out all the different videos that I've uploaded, some recent travels to Turkey and Ephesus. Also, if you want to support me through my Etsy shop, which is small but growing, or through Patreon if you want to become a monthly supporter, please support me in whatever way you can. Always just your love and your prayers at the very least. And know that I am praying for you. Whereas with other YouTube video channels, you may not be prayed for. In this one, for sure, I always pray for those that watch my channel. So, several months ago, we talked about this amazing book, The Mystical City of God, which normally costs about $125. You can get it on discount paperback for about $80, maybe used a little bit less. But in Kindle, you can get it for about $3. So you can literally buy the Kindle, pay for this book, and pay less than you would for getting the paper copy. And this book, as it's turned out, I've been reading it in my holy hours, and it is just so amazing. It has secrets that you just don't read ever. Things about the Blessed Mother, how she lived, what she did, how she prayed. And there's been this one thing that I read and I thought, I have to make a video about this. This is something that she did every day. So she was basically dictating her life and what to learn from it to Venerable Mary of Ágreda, a Spanish nun who was kind of the head of her community where she was. And she had these mystical gifts where she could communicate with the Blessed Mother, all approved. It's awesome. It's just a lot of us haven't really become aware of it because it's such an old book. It's more than 500 years old and has some amazing information in it. At the end of some of the later chapters, the Virgin Mary will literally give one-on-one advice to her about what to do. And we can learn from this. So this is something that she did every day. And if you want to be like the Virgin Mother, start your day like this. Let me read this to you and then make some comments and we'll go from there. So she says, first of all, before this, she says, my admonition to thee, whom in spite of thy weakness and poverty, I have chosen with such generous kindness as my disciple and companion. This is the Blessed Mother talking to this nun. Is this, that thou strive with all thy powers to imitate me in an exercise in which I persevere during my whole life, from the very first moment of my birth, omitting it on not a single day, however full of cares and labors it might have been. Are you ready? This exercise was the following. Every day at the beginning of dawn, I prostrated myself in the presence of the Most High and gave him thanks and praise for his immutable being, his infinite perfections, and for having created me out of nothing, acknowledging myself as his creature and the work of his hands. I blessed him and adored him, giving him honor, magnificence, and divinity as the supreme Lord and creator of myself and of all that exists. I raised up my spirit to place it into his hands, offering myself with profound humility and resignation to him and asking him to dispose of me according to his will during that day and during all the days of my life, and to teach me to fulfill whatever it would be to his greatest pleasure. This I repeated many times during the external works of the day, and in the internal ones I first consulted His Majesty, asking His advice, permission, and benediction for all my actions. That's the instruction that she gives. And it is unbelievable, because have you ever wondered how to start your day? Well, this isn't just a saint telling you. This isn't just a pope or a priest or some holy guy on YouTube or whatever, or some father so-and-so. Who cares what they say? What does the Virgin Mary say? How she started her day. That's how I want to start my day. Not these other people. Forget about them. Their advice is meaningless. What does the Virgin Mary want you to do? So go back and re-listen to what I said. I will basically take this word for word and put it in the form of a prayer that you can make every day. She did it prostrated, which means she was most likely on the floor in the shape of a cross, or on the floor kind of laid out. So in a very humble prayer pose, and as soon as she says at the beginning of dawn, literally at the beginning of the day. And it's amazing because she covers everything. Praising God, thanking God, asking advice, asking permission, submitting to His will. Just amazing stuff. At the time that she would have been doing this, she may not have known about the Trinity, because Jesus had not yet been born in her. So we could direct it to the Holy Trinity, perhaps to God the Father. However you want to kind of direct it to, you could direct it to Jesus. You know, it's in a certain sense all going to the same place. But my friends, this is simply an amazing prayer that I want you to start practicing. And then note and notice, what effect does it have in your life? And know that when you're doing it, it's kind of like when you pray the Oh My Jesus prayer, when you pray the rosary, you know that Mary taught them that prayer. So you're praying like a from heaven prayer. Or when you pray with the miraculous medal, you know that you're wearing something that came from heaven. It's not just intelligently humanly designed, it is of divine origin. Sort of like when we read the scriptures. Well, this is just like this. The holiest woman in existence prayed this, so should we. My friends, share this video, practice this exercise, persevere in it every day like the Virgin Mary did. Pray for me, pray this prayer, and I will see you in the next video. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.